treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, The Knowledge and Wisdom. Today we will be talking about the blessed names of beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. We'll continue from where we left in the last episode and we'll learn more about the blessed names of our beloved Rasul alaihi salatu wa taslim. Be with us from start to end, inshallah. You will be learning a lot. I would urge and request if you could ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from start to end. You will find it worth watching at the end. Further, my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Dahmat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah gives us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As you are watching this program, you can make this intention that you will listen with focus, you will remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. And I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will do this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as many good intentions as possible you can add, you will get the reward accordingly, multiplied, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Respecting this, last week we discussed that among the beloved names of Allah Almighty, right, there are 30 names that in reality belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed those names upon his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam too. For example, the name Ra'uf is Allah's name, and we can call the beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also Ra'uf. The name Rahim is Allah's name, and we can also call Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Rahim. The name Aleem is also Allah's name, but we can also call Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Aleem. In short, there are 30 names of Allah Almighty that Allah Kareem has specifically bestowed upon his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The scholars, they say, the Asma'ul Husna, the divine names of Allah Almighty, that is the 99 beautiful names of Allah Almighty, mentioned in the Holy Quran and Ahadith, are the names of Allah Almighty, and they are the divine attributes. Although these names cannot be attributed to anyone else, the Lord of the universe has made his beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam the perfect exemplification of all these Asma'ul Husna. The mazhar of Asma'ul Husna is the zaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Reviews, Allah Almighty has bestowed numerous names upon his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Along with this, he has also endowed him with many unique qualities in those names. Out of Allah Almighty's Asma'ul Husna, 30 names are those that Allah Kareem has bestowed upon his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, Allah Kareem has made his beloved Rasul the perfect exemplification of all 99 beautiful names of Allah Almighty. Those were some of the unique features of the Prophet Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now let's listen few beautiful names of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The blessed name Muhammad. We'll find out what does it mean and what hidden pearls of knowledge and wisdom does it contain within it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the noble Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما محمد إلا رسول. And Muhammad is but a messenger. In this noble verse, two blessed names of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they have been mentioned. One is Muhammad and other is Rasul. The blessed name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most famous one. Let's find out what is the meaning of the name Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qazi Iyaz Maliki rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that two blessed names of the beloved master, the Makki Madani Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ahmad and Muhammad, both derive from the word hamd, praise. And they signify two distinct attributes of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, Ahmad, this also comes from word hamd. What does Ahmad mean? The one who praises the most. That personality is known as Ahmad. Now, respective views of Madani Shell, the personality who is known as Ahmad is that personality who has praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. That personality is known as Ahmad. Now, you can imagine, among those who have praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether they are human beings, they are jinnat, angels, any creature found in the heavens and the earth, trees, leaves, birds, all beings that praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone is doing the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioning the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But who has done the most praise of his beloved Lord Azza wa Jal is the Zaat, is the personality of your and my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is known as Ahmad, the one who has done the most praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And then, what is the meaning of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The one who is praised the most. It means that whoever has praised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even from the previous ummas, the prophets, they would talk about the arrival of Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam. They would mention the asaf and kamalat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then until today, how many tafaseer, books of seerah, ahadith, they have been written. And specifically, the naat of Mustafa alayhi salatu wa sallam, the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been mentioned. And it is continuously being mentioned until the day of judgment. And then Allahu Akbar, on the day of judgment, what will happen? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will be given liba'il hamd, the flag, the banner of praise. And then, not only that, maqami mahmood will be given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. All the former and latter will praise him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And on the day of judgment, he will praise Allah Almighty in such a way that no one would have done the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is known as Ahmad, the one who has praised Allah the most. And he is known as Muhammad, that no one has been praised as much as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been praised. This is the meaning of the name of Ahmad and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Main lab ke le aawa kitho sona tere naal da. Main lab ke le aawa kitho sona tere naal da. Duniya te aaya koi teri na misaal da.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created anyone like Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So only one personality ever graced the face of this earth is the Zaat of your and my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And no one has been praised as much as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been praised. That's why his name is Muhammad. And no one has praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much and as good as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has praised. That's why he's known as Ahmad. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected viewers, the blessed name Muhammad, everyone's support. It is mentioned in Mawahib al-Ladunya that when Allah Almighty created the Arsh, Arsh-i-Azam, the throne, due to Allah Almighty's majesty, a state of awe was cast upon the throne. It began to tremble. Then La ilaha illallah was inscribed on it, which increased the awe of the throne, causing it to tremble even more. Now Muhammadur Rasulullah was inscribed on it due to the blessing of the name of the merciful Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The state of the awe on the throne was diminished, bringing joy and serenity to the throne. Allahu Akbar. The throne also got the share from Rahmat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, from the mercy of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Respected viewers, there is a name of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam which is known as Ar-Rasul. In terminology, Rasul is known to be that Nabi, that Prophet who brings new divine law, right? That Nabi is known as Rasul, who brings new Shari'at, new divine law. Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina wa alihi salatu wa salam was a Nabi as well as Rasul, because he brought new divine law. Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was Nabi as well as Rasul, because he brought new divine law. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is also a Nabi as well as Rasul. But not only this, he is Sayyidul Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. He's leader of all the prophets, all the Rusul, and all Anbiya. SubhanAllah. Now, as far as the number of Anbiya and Rusul is concerned, it is approximately mentioned that 124,000 prophets were sent, among whom 313 were messengers, Rasul. Now the question arises, if there were 313 messengers, how can the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's blessed name be specifically a Rasul? They were also having the name. Why? What is the distinction here in this blessed name of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim? All 313 messengers could be called a Rasul, right? But read the noble Quran from the Surah Al-Fatiha to Surah An-Nas. Wherever the term Ar-Rasul is mentioned, without specifying a name that refers to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Whereas if any other messenger is mentioned, his name is specified alongside. Allahu Akbar. But wherever it refers to the Zaat, the personality of your and my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, that is just mentioned as Ar-Rasul. This is the distinction which comes here. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is unique and unparalleled messenger. And further, scholars have clearly mentioned in the light of the Holy Quran and Ahadith that the greatest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had messengership made for him right from the start. The crown of prophethood was meant for our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from very beginning. The prophethood and messengership granted to others were genuine and real, no doubt, but they were given the crown of prophethood and messengership for the sake of the greatest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, remember when Allah took an oath from the prophets. Who took the oath? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From whom? From the prophets.
لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ
I shall grant you the book and wisdom. Then what will happen?
ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ
Then the esteemed messenger will come to you, confirming your books. Now Allah Almighty took the promise from all the prophets and messengers that, what was the oath taken from them?
لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهِ قَالَ أَأَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَوْتُمْ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكُمْ إِصْرِيهِ قَالُوا أَقْرَرْنَا قَالَ فَاشْهَدُوا وَأَنَا مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ
So you must believe in him and you must help him. And Allah said, Dear prophets, have you affirmed the command and accepted my heavy covenant? Upon this condition, they said they have affirmed. He, meaning Allah, said, then be witness for one another and I am with you among the witness. In the commentary of this very verse in Tafsir al-Na'imi, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Na'imuddin Murad Abadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he writes that all prophets alayhi salatu wassalam are deputies of the greatest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in essence, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the origin of all. Sufi scholars state the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the absolute messenger, and all other prophets alayhim as-salatu was-salam are his subordinates. Hence, all prophets took an oath of his prophethood, indicating that the greatest prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the prophet of all prophets. That's why we say, sabse aula
hamara nabi, sabse aula hamara nabi, sabse bala aula hamara nabi, khalq se auliya auliya se rusul khalq se auliya auliya se rusul aur rasulo se aala hamara nabi sabse aula aula hamara nabi
Similar concept is explained in these couplets of Imam of Ahlus Sunnah Hazrat Allama Imam Ahmad Riza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman that the greatest of all is our beloved prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam The last messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is best amongst the all. Allahu Akbar. Other anbiya, they got their messengership, their prophethood, for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. They respected brothers. In part 11, Surah At-Tawbah, verse 128. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the blessed names of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is stated, بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ Exceptionally gracious and merciful to the believers. What an honor for the mercy for the entire creation. The guide of the path of salvation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ra'uf is also name of Allah Almighty and Rahim is also name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To elevate the status of beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed these two names upon him. Allahu Akbar. The renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, Ra'uf means one who removes hardships and suffering. And Rahim means the one who bestows favors and beneficial things. This means that Allah Almighty has said the beloved Prophet ﷺ is Ra'uf and Rahim towards the believers. Therefore, it is understood that the Rasul of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, ﷺ removes hardships from his servants, helps them in difficulties, troubles and hardships, and also bestows favors by granting them beneficial things.
Fariyad ummati jo kare haal zar mein, fariyad ummati jo kare haal zar mein, mumkin nahi ke khair bashar ko khabar na ho.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, respected viewers, when an ummati, a person from the ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, calls upon Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in difficulty, it is not possible that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam remains unaware. He helps the ummati. Allah has granted him this power. And further, there is another blessed name of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is known as Ummi. This is the title of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is very famous and well known name. And it is also mentioned in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran,
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alladhina yattabi'una ar-rasulan nabiyyal ummi.
Those who follow the messenger who relates news of the unseen, the unschooled. Respectful viewers, the common meaning of the word ummi is unlettered. That is, a person who has not learned to read or write from anyone in the world. This is a unique matter. Being unlettered and not learning to read or write is considered a flaw for us. But being ummi is great honor for our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This pure name holds many great attributes of the greatest Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's listen to them. The great scholar of 7th century, Allama Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, the meaning of the word ummi is that Allah Almighty created greatest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a unique and unmatched nature, different from all people. This means that all people who have come to this world, their nature includes learning to read and write. You must have observed at home that when a child starts speaking and begins to see and understand things, he asks many questions. This is proof that learning is inherent to everyone's nature in this world. Whoever comes into this world tries to learn and understand. But salute to our beloved master, whose unique nature is that Allah Almighty has granted him the ability to teach, not to learn in this blessed nature. Allahu Akbar. What a magnificent stage. The Rasul of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind holds. Allah Almighty has bestowed countless honors upon him and made him unmatched and unparalleled in every aspect. Allah Almighty made him a human, but an unparalleled and unmatched human. Allah Almighty made him a prophet and made him the leader of all the prophets. Allah Almighty made him Noor. There are many creatures of Noor, like angels, who are created from Noor. But just consider the event of Miraj. One Noor, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, and another Noor is greatest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When reached Sidratul Muntaha, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam requested the Messenger of Allah, if I proceed even a little bit further, my wings will burn. Think about it. Jibreel alayhi salam is also a Noor. And greatest Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is also a Noor. One Noor's wings burn if it moves forward, but the blessed Noor proceeds without any harm, even to the clothes worn on the blessed body. Subhanallah, remains safe. This shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made his beloved Prophet a Noor in such a way that his Noor is also an unparalleled and unmatched. Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he writes another Madani Pearl under this. He states, the literal meaning of Ummi is unlettered, which is typically refers to illiteracy when used for any ordinary person. However, when applied to the greatest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it does not denote illiteracy. Rather, يُقْرِئُهُ اللَّهُ مَا كَتَبَهُ بِيَدِهِ. It signifies that Allah Almighty sent him after teaching the knowledge inscribed in the preserved tablet. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, there are so many other Madani pearls which can be explained in this regard. What a beautiful point ulama they mentioned, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam holds this beautiful laqab title, that is Ummi laqab. Allahu Akbar. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did not learn from any ustav, any teacher in this dunya. The reason, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had learned from any ustaz, any teacher in this dunya, the respect of that teacher would have been more. And then the knowledge of that teacher would also be classed as more, because he was the teacher. So this was not possible. There is none who is more knowledgeable than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is none who is more respectable than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? بعد از خدا بزرگ تو ای قصہ مختصر ہم نے اپنے بڑوں سے سنا ہے صرف اللہ ان سے بڑا ہے. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want any ustaz, any teacher of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this dunya. Allahu Akbar. Then who taught Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who himself taught Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Kya kifayat usko iqra rabbukal akram nahi? Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has beautifully explained this concept here. This is the zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who taught Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam everything? And no one has ever walked on the face of this earth who is more knowledgeable, who's more literate than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And other reason ulama, they also mentioned that one of the reasons in this dunya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not seek knowledge from anyone, right? So it was a proof that this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the revelation, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining, taking, learning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and telling to the world. Respected viewers, to learn the true attributes, kamalat, and awsaf of Mustafa alayhi salatu wa salam, you have to sit with ulama'i haq. Then only you will truly understand the true meanings and the true attributes of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam, his shan, his majesty, his honor, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him. You will understand when you sit with ulama'i haq, and you learn from them. May Allah accept whatever has been said. Ameen bijahin Nabi. Ameen. That's all for today. Keep watching Madani Channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.